So we asked this on the WWIB Radio Facebook page last night. Susan and Dawson here on the Wib Wake Up Show. 66 degrees, 21 past 7. And I saw this elsewhere and stole it for our page. If you had to be stuck in any TV show of your choice, stuck in a TV show for 1 month, what show would you choose? And if you'd like to add, what show would you choose and why? We'd be interested in knowing that as well.
It is so fun reading your comments, everybody. Everything from Gilligan's Island to the Waltons.
Is so much variety in the initial comments to the Facebook post. I'm sure we'll get into them later on.
Several folks said Andy Griffith's show. They said, hey, it's a simpler time. Mm. And so you have the folks who are like, no, I see the family atmosphere of these TV shows, and that's what I want to be a part of. But then other people got a little creative with it.
Yes.
And I appreciate that. For instance, I think I saw Michael on there who said, I have to be on a TV show for a month. How about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? That increases your chances
of
winning.
That's really smart.
Thinking.
With his phone in Google, right? Dustin, what about you? Do you have a show?
Where I'm at, a lot of people, like, I know your answer is a little bit safer, and I totally understand and respect that. Like, if you think about it, there's plenty of TV shows that are basically just real life.
Yeah.
But very mundane, very simple. But I think where I'm at, I think I'd want to be a little more risky. I think I'd want to leave with more than I came with specifically. I want to go somewhere I can leave with superpowers.
Oh.
I want to go
Smallville.
Smallville's a good one because that's like a villain of the week one.
Right.
Marvel put some TV shows out. I was catching up. It's like 5 years old now, but on Marvel's Daredevil. That gets me in the door.
Oh, sure. Okay.
That gets you in the door.
And now when I'm in that superhero world, I have exactly 30, 31 days to get superpowers somehow. And that's going to be my
quest. Just find things radioactive and tip them over.
Yeah, that's my goal, and I hope it goes well.
Wow, that's such a great answer. I just chose the great vicious baking show.
I think that's a great answer.
In the countryside, baking with Mary Berry, telling me everything is like, oh, Susan, you've really cracked it. I think that's great. But now I'm rethinking maybe Mandalorian. How about you, Caleb?
It's tough for me to decide because, again, there's so many, you know, I love Parks and Rec and The Office, but sometimes it makes me cringe as well. And so I'm trying to think what I would choose. But here's my thought, because this is something that still.
I gotta get going. I'm gonna see a friend of mine.
Aww.
He's round and he's fuzzy. I love him because he's just
The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh is an enduring favorite, and I kid you not, when I am most tired, this song goes through my head, and I don't want to get up. It's gotta get up, gotta get going, and this is the song that's in my head, and this is an enduring memory of my childhood, and my grandpa actually had a whole bunch of VHS tapes of these episodes because he knew we loved them so much, and now they're on Disney Plus, so I can relive all that nostalgia. So this would be me. I'd like to say, like Barton did, oh, I want to be on 24. That'd be way too stressful to be on 24 for a month. But yeah, Winnie the Pooh.
In the meadow with Eeyore, Piglet.
I'm all about that.
Good morning, Caleb, Susan, and Dawson. This is Mike from La Crosse. Well, if I was stuck in a TV show for a month, I think it would have to be Doctor Who, because I am a Whovian, and I just love Doctor Who, and I'd love to be stuck in that TV show forever. But a month would be good, so that's what I have to say. So God bless. Have a nice day. Bye.
We love you, Mike. Mike from La Crosse, 93.7 FM. And the first out of the gate, as we're asking on the WIB listener line and the WWIB Facebook page, but the listener line, leave a voicemail like Mike did at 715-396-1670. Just for fun on this Thursday, if you had to be stuck in a TV show, any TV show past or present, for a month, what would it be? 715-396-1670, or weigh in on the WWIB Radio Facebook page. And as we hinted at before, there might be something having to do with the Wisconsin Dells and family pack of tickets being given away on the WWIB Facebook page.
Yes.
So it would behoove you to get on over there.
I get it. You and Mike and your Doctor Who.
If you had to be stuck in any TV show past or present for a month, what would you choose? And we'd love to know what would you choose and why. And again, just recapping, Dawson, you said any specific show or just superhero show in general?
I can narrow down my scope a little bit, but any show that gets me in a world that has superpowers that I could attain feasibly. You know, if we're talking, you know,
right.
Radioactive spider bite or otherwise, I want powers, and I'm coming back home with them, or I'm dying trying.
There you go. That's so great.
He's a
great.
Man on a mission.
I love That's the correct. Passion.
And Susan, one more time with the Mary Berry, please.
The Great British Baking Show with Mary Berry. You really cracked it.
See, that's I just, the thing is, Susan wouldn't change at all. She went to the Great British Baking Show. It's like, no, she still does the accent.
I just make treats every day.
Yes,
in
please.
The British countryside.
And I said the New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, though I also am getting intrigued by Amazon's Lord of the Rings
oh.
series, which is coming out in a year. But I don't know how I do against orcs because I don't know if I could fight them like Aragorn could. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting that middle-aged weight. And so I don't think I could run away from them. Now,
well,
if I could be an
I
elf,
have faith in you.
If anything, The Lord of the Rings is a story about how unlikely protagonists
yes.
can do more
there
than you think.
Go.
Here's the
yeah.
thing. I may be tall. I may be 6'1", uh-huh. but I'm shaped more like a hobbit.
Stop. So. You are not.
Good morning, WWIB. This is Sherry from Fairchild. I think it'd be really cool to be hanging out with The Office crew for a month. Those people look like they have a lot of fun at work. Practical jokes, lots of stuff going on. Not a whole lot of working, but I think that would be super fun to hang out with The Office crew for a month. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.
I've been waiting for someone
yes,
to bring that
you
up.
Have. That music just makes me happy. Love that show. I totally agree with you, Sherry.
715-396-1670. Again, our query on the WIB listener line this morning at 715-396-1670, where you can leave a voicemail just like Sherry did, 396-1670. We've been asking if you had the choice of being stuck in any TV show, past or present, for a mm-hmm. month, what would you choose and why? We've had a variety of answers.
Yes, and you asked, did anyone pick Gunsmoke? I see one of the people who picked Gunsmoke is Nancy, and she said, I'm starting to appreciate Doc more and more. He didn't set you up for expensive repeat office visits and knew lots about whatever ailed you.
That's awesome.
I agree. And also, I love Johnny's answer, Gilligan's Island, so I can tell them to give up trying to be rescued and enjoy their island paradise.
Right.
So good, you guys. We're really enjoying your creativity and the thought you're putting into this. I love it.
Yes, we heard from Aaron Decker on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page, our friend Aaron, and he said, now I lost it.
Well, Cliff from Spooner, our good friend, said 30 days on the Ponderosa with the Cartwrights. Or maybe Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Wow.
All right, here's Aaron's answer. And again, our question this morning here on the WIB listener line at 396-1670 and also on the WWIB Radio Facebook page. If you had to be trapped in a TV show for a month, which show would you choose and why? And Aaron said, yeah, I'd be trapped in Bob Ross, Joy of Painting.
Aww.
How chill would that be?
That so I feel like
mellow.
That's an equivalent answer, or maybe even greater than the one that you said, Great British Baking Show, because it is like one-on-one
right.
mentorship, essentially, with such like a cool individual. Yours is in the British countryside,
right.
of course, so there's extra appeal. I'm pretty sure
yeah.
the Joy of Painting's in just a black void
PBS
far as aesthetics can tell. But okay, someone else said... Stacey Wenzel said The Chosen, a show
sure, a lot of people love
my
that
parents
show.
Have been very vocal about getting the opportunity. It's a curious thing because it's like when you go into a fictional or at least a fictionalized reality of events, you are meeting that show's version of those biblical characters. And that could
right.
be interesting. But it isn't truly those characters. So it isn't fully reality like.
Right.
But I still think that there's an appeal.
And filming on set, you would get to go to all those cool biblical places.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I like that
idea. Is the question, are you a part of the crew or are you sucked into the world?
I know, someone said Bewitched, and I thought I'd probably be that nosy neighbor, Mrs. Kravitz.
Speaking of nose, I'm Bewitched, I could never do the Samantha thing.
No.
I'd be her hubby who's just kind of like, I don't understand what's going on here. 715-396-1670 if you would like to weigh in on our question this morning. If you had to be trapped in a TV show for a month, which show would you choose and why? Part of the Bob Ross thing, there could be wild animals around when he was like nursing
Ooh,
a squirrel back to health.
That's
and
right.
I think sometimes, you know, I realize that sometimes TV has gone in a negative direction in some cases, but there's other shows that especially during some lockdowns and such are like, this is like my television comfort food.
Yes.
And this is something that I went back to. So what would it be for you? We've been asking you on the WWIB listener line at 715-396-1670, 396-1670 to leave us a voicemail this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show answering this question. If you could be trapped in any TV show, past or present, and were trapped there for a month, what would you choose and why? Let's go to Boyd.
This is Jamie Fletcher from Boyd. I know it's not really a TV show. It's not really a radio drama, but Adventures in Odyssey. So I would love to hang out with Wit and be able to go to an imagination station. Thanks. Bye.
I don't know. I think that, yeah, it's not quite the rules. It's not a TV show, but Adventures in Odyssey did have some movies as well. So
right.
I think
there
it counts.
A short-lived animated series. He mentioned the Imagination Station. I don't know how familiar this group is with Adventures in Odyssey, but I grew up with it. And the concept of the Imagination Station in its own right is fascinating.
The only reason I didn't want to go on the Imagination Station is because I always thought they were spinning and I didn't like spinning things.
That's true. They never care to explain how it works. And I think there's like a plethora of episodes where it goes badly. But the concept, I guess it's just perfect VR essentially, where you're able to experience truly and perfectly what another time was like.
I love it.
Yeah. It's fantastic, especially some of the historical episodes. I mean, seriously, this goes back to that's how we got through road trips, some of the long road trips when we went out to the East Coast and out to Colorado, things like that. Adventures in Odyssey cassette tapes, and we wore those things out and fixed them in like the little albums that the cassette tapes came in. They were plastic and they cracked
all the time
because we listened to them again and again.
And when there was a new one you could get at the Christian bookstore, that was exciting.
715-396-1670 if you want to weigh in.
Well, my friend Amy texted me, and she had a genius answer, The Carol Burnett Show.
I saw that on Facebook, too.
Super fun. Plus, you get to wear those beautiful Bob Mackie evening gowns at the end of the day.
Yes, I'm Rick Flynn, and I just called in about the TV series Combat. I would like to be on for 30 days as they liberated Europe with Sergeant Vic Morrow, who led a squad of men throughout Europe and against the Nazis during World War II. And I didn't leave my name the first time, so I called back. Have a good day. God bless you. Bye.
We've continued to ask throughout the morning here on the WWIB Radio Facebook page and on our listener line at 715-396-1670, 396-1670. If you were trapped in a TV show, willingly trapped in a TV show for a month, what show would you choose and why?
The TV show that I would like to be stuck in is Little House on the Prairie. Growing up with that show, it just taught such great life lessons. It was so simple. The life was so simple, and I think now we take it for granted, the electronics and how we've progressed with the future, and we are spending less time as a family and less time communicating as a family. So I think it would be great to go back to that and see all those life lessons and how wonderful life was back then.
Well, that's two votes in a row for something that Michael Landon was in.
Yeah.
Again, pretty talented dude.
Those theme songs just choke me up and bring me back. I love this question so much.
715.
A lot of potential. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say 715-396-1670. If you want to put your two cents in, what TV show would you like to be trapped in for a month? What were you going to say, Dawson?
Oh, I just think that there's so many directions that this can go.
Oh, for sure.
So much nostalgia sort of packed into these replies. The opportunity to go and, of course, meet these characters and to live in this world is such a tempting offer.
Yes.
I would like to be on the show Bonanza. I think it would be fun to be in the Ponderosa Ranch with Pa, Hoss, Adam, and Little Joe.
As I remember, Little Joe is not actually that little. And yes, that's our friend John from Ladysmith. Great show. Great choice, John. And we are continuing to ask folks, wait, hold on. Is Michael Landon in that too? Wow, that's three in a row for Michael Landon shows.
He's a listener favorite.
He actually played Little Joe.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking of a different show. I'm sorry.
No, he did.
Well, yeah, but I said I'm thinking of a different show in terms of Little Joe not being little.
Oh, right. Well,
because
he was
a
grown man.
Like, just a big, burly dude. What show was that now?
I don't know.
I shouldn't think live on the air.
Well, you guys figure that out. I will say, of course, Terry seconded Carol Burnett. Elizabeth and Donna both said, I love Lucy. Yes. And Caleb, which episode?
Oh, the chocolate episode where she's in the chocolate factory and stuffing the chocolates in her mouth as fast as she can because she couldn't keep up with the conveyor belt.
Yeah.
I would absolutely love to be on that episode. I would help. I'm a helpful person by nature.
And Donna said Golden Girls because cheesecake on the lanai. I love that. Plus wearing caftans forgives a multitude of sins or covers. Yeah.
We got an answer from Mark Halverson, still on break, but contributing all the same. He said he would be going with Batman. He didn't specify an incarnation, but I know he's a fan of the 60s version.
I think that has to be
a lighter time for sure.
Yes.
Definitely, you know, not as dangerous as some more serious incarnations. A nice campy but fun outing to go catch those criminals, bring them to justice.
Oh,
there
Catwoman.
It is.
Yeah.
Catwoman, will you never learn?
That one. Adam West, iconic. We've been asking you again on the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670 and also on the WWIB radio Facebook page. If you have a choice of being stuck in any TV show past or present for 30 days or 31 days, call it a full month, what would you choose and why? So we'd still love to hear from you in the final half hour of the show. Any more Facebook comments jumping out to you guys?
Well, yeah, of course. Christy, touched by an angel.
Mm.
God loved you, Christy. Walk towards the light. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Sue said the Addams Family. That'd be an interesting one.
Probably to witness to them.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were just saying
no,
to witness in general the Addams Family in real life.
I would love to witness that. And yeah, they had a cool mansion to explore. I would love that.
Please, Miss Stoneman, there's no reason to be disturbed.
That's right. Behind our masks, we're perfectly ordinary people.
If you had to be trapped in a TV show for 30 days, 31 days if you want, full month, what would you choose? What show would you choose and why? And the Halverson household is weighing in.
Yeah. My father saying Batman earlier. My mom has also given an answer of her own. Peggy Halverson said Star Trek. She thought it'd be fun to explore space. And I think this is a very solid answer from her in particular. I know her dad loves Star Trek.
Which iteration of Star Trek?
She didn't clarify there. But I think overall, I think she'd fit well onto one, either of the crews, any of the crews of the Enterprise or any of the ships there in the Federation. She is so efficient. She is a very, very good and diligent worker.
Yes.
And also more than that, I know it's emphasized more in the Next Generation, solving problems diplomatically.
Yes.
That sort of method of problem solving, she does so well. She is one of the best, like, diplomats through emotional situations.
Agreed.
I have ever seen. She is an excellent counselor.
So, like, she and Spock could solve all problems.
I think so.
Head and the heart, that duo, unstoppable.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that she would make a natural and clean fit into the fleet of a starship given the opportunity.
Right.
Make it so.
So she would go to whichever show needed her the most.
I think so.
And,
I think
they would all need her.
Hey, this is Julie from Rice Lake. If I was stuck on a TV show, I would want to be on The Great Chocolate Showdown, but I would either want to be a judge or on the crew because then I get to eat all the yumminess. Have a great day. Bye.
Chocolate.
Any more responses that are jumping out to you guys? As we've had tons of them this morning, and you guys are thinking through this. I like it.
Yes, it's almost like you were thinking of this before we even asked. We're just waiting to answer. So we have Gail and Jenna choosing Gilmore Girls. They said, Gail said, witty banter, cute outfits, Luke's Diner, pack me up, moving to Stars Hollow.
I would love to eat at Luke's Diner. I don't think I drink enough coffee to be part of that show.
Right. Roy had a super creative answer, Rick Steves Europe. You could see a lot of, that's on PBS, Dawson.
Oh,
you have
sure.
a quizzical look. Yeah, it's like he goes to all these really cool places in Europe.
That's
so smart. And then Lori, Price is Right. Imagine if you were there for 30 days, you would learn the ins and outs, and you could probably come away with a pretty good package of prizes.
Yeah, it's another Who Wants to Be a Millionaire answer where it's like, I'm just going to go on this show every day for a month, and I'm going to get something.
Yeah, thinking beyond the 30 days.
Can you imagine if you sat in the audience on The Price is Right for 30 days and never heard, come on down?
Oh, like, that's true. You're not guaranteed.
Oh, that's right.
That's like just my luck.
Tina says, last man standing, good morals, values, good people, and great times.